You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Despite the pandemic, baseball is coming back to Northern Michigan this summer. Today, the Traverse City Pit Spitters announced the creation of two brand new teams. To eliminate travel, all three will play against each other at Turtle Creek Stadium in Traverse City. IPR's Dan Wanshura caught up with Pit Spitters general manager Mickey Graham to ask him more about the 2020 season.
All right, Mickey, tell me what's up with all this.
What we're doing is we're creating two new teams. Just out of the blue, creating two new teams. And so there's going to be three teams housed in Traverse City this summer. So we're going to have the Pit Spitters, of course, and then we're going to have the Northern Michigan Dune Bears and the Great Lakes Resorters. All three teams playing at the ballpark, kind of a round robin. 57 games in 64 days, if I remember correctly. I was trying to do the math the other day. So just about every night in July and August, we're going to have baseball. And then also on the flip side of this, too, we're working with a group in Kalamazoo. There's a team in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek that are already in the league. And so they are creating a third team as well. So there's going to be a Southern Division, which is Battle Creek, and two teams in Kalamazoo. And then the North Division, which is us. And then in September, the two will meet for a Michigan Northwoods League championship. So we're basically just creating our own division this year, our own championship. And that's what we have to do to get ball in. But something that we really want to do. You know, baseball in the summer, you know, hot dogs and beer at the ballpark is just part of what summer life should be, and that's what we want to provide.
When did all of this come about? Did the Northwoods League say that that they weren't going to have ball this year because of the travel restrictions, like you mentioned? When did all of this happen?
Well, you know, you start throwing around different ideas, you know, in March and April when you're starting to think, all right, how's this going to impact our summer? Because at that point, you have no idea what's going to happen with everyone being asked to stay at home. So we're just tossing around different ideas and such. And then probably first part of May, mid-May, we really started to think about this. Because there's the group over in suburban Detroit that does something similar. It's an independent baseball professional league that does it. They have four teams in one stadium. And so we started thinking, can we do this? And then with our geography and being able to opt in to play July 1st, would we be able to play in Wisconsin? And then you start thinking about the travel and talking to the health department about travel and issues. And so it really started to crystallize probably about 3 weeks ago for us that this is the right path. And then from that point on, you know, we just been go, go, go to get this plan enacted. Really, when the guidelines loosened to 500 people in an outdoor venue, that's when we really started pushing. I think that was last week and a half ago, really. And we're like, okay, push play on this plan and let's go. So it's come about pretty quickly.
You mentioned that attendance is going to be limited to 500 fans. How are you going to remain profitable with only so many limited fans in the ballpark while adding the expense of having two new teams?
Yeah, that's something that we looked really hard at last week. And obviously, if you can't be economically viable, this plan doesn't work. So we've gone through pretty much every line in our budget to see how we can manage that best. It's going to be items like we're going to put more emphasis on our tables versus lawn seats. So you'll see tables and suites go on sale later this week for fans. Food options are going to be more limited. Hot dogs, burgers, deep fried items. So it's going to be a challenge. But we think we have a good plan to make this work. We're betting on the future a little bit too, as we've seen in the last few weeks, the rapidly loosening guidelines that have happened. You know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, we were all staying at home, and then we could go out to restaurants, and now we can go out to the ballpark. So we're kind of hoping that, you know, in mid-end July into August, that gets loosened up more. Maybe we can get 1,000 people in here, and then if we can do that, then the economics come much better.
Talk to me about some of the other logistical challenges you're gonna face with three teams playing in the same stadium.
Yeah, the biggest challenge we have is in this league we have to house and feed teams. So we have to provide the housing, which we think we have a good plan over at the Interlochen Arts Academy, since the summer isn't happening for that group. So we're going to put them in the cabins out there on Duck Lake, and they can have the basketball courts. And so it's just going to be like seventh grade camp for these guys all over again. Food is another challenge for us because we have feeding breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we're working with some restaurant partners. We're actually looking for restaurant partners to help us out with that, because trying to feed close to 90 college athletes three times a day is a, is our next big hurdle right now. So we're working on that. You talk about a great summer experience, playing ball in northern Michigan, staying at a camp on Duck Lake. That's something these guys are going to remember forever. And hopefully, you know, these guys that make the big leagues in 4 or 5, 6 years or whatever, you know, they'll remember that, and they'll come back to Traverse City because of it.
Are these teams going to last for future years, do you think? Or is this a one-and-done sort of scenario?
Right now it's going to be one-and-done. We hope next year it goes kind of goes back to a normal baseball schedule with 36 home, 36 road games. But you never know. I mean, we could have a promotion next year with, you know, bring back the Green Resorters uniforms for a game, or, you know, maybe a Dune Bears. Maybe every Sunday is going to be something different. But it's going to be something, you know, we hope the fans gravitate towards, too. We want them to embrace these other two teams like they embrace the Pitt Spitters. And, yeah, we'll see. Maybe in future years they may see those uniforms back once in a while.
Why was it so important for you to follow up the Pitt Spitters' 2019 season, their inaugural season? They win the league championship. Why was it important for you to follow that up with at least some sort of baseball?
It's a great question. Coming off of last year, the new team, and the way this community embraced the team as the on their run, their magical run to win the title, was amazing. What the way the ballpark got packed, and the way the community responded to the team. I mean, you walk around, you see Pittsburgh stuff all over town. It was really important for us to keep that going, keep that continuity going. Like I said, it's just, there's something about going to the ballpark on a good summer night, eating a hot dog, drinking a beverage, that makes life somewhat normal. And in these times, that's important for us to provide. So we want to keep the continuity of baseball seasons, but we really want to provide an outlet for people to just have that little bit of normalcy that they were experiencing last summer.
Traverse City Pitt Spitter General Manager Mickey Graham on baseball coming back to Traverse City July 1st. Mickey, thanks for chatting.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.